Weiter in Shasper and Daf Samech, hey, picking up on Samech Dalam, but he's about the bottom of the page. Next part of the Mishnah, second to last line, last word in the line. We're continuing with the things that a husband gives a wife and they're not together. And the Mishnah said, Venosa lechatzi kaf kidneys, I can give her half a calf of kidneys, of beans, and also some oil and dried figs. Vilu yayin lokatani doesn't say wine. Messiah, the supporter of Elazar, Dummer Elazar said, beep, turn the page, Samech, hey. Ain poskin yoslisha, you don't give wine to women, Rashi says, because it brings it to taiva. Taiva is tashmish. Vim tomer, if you want to say one second, but Elcha, chareme, alvai, no sin lachmi, meme, somer, pishtu, shamni, vishigriyai. The pasuk says, I go after those who give to me, they give the bread and the water, wool, linen, oil, and shikuyai, as in my drinks. And we said water, so it can't be water, therefore it must be that it's wine. Nope, it means dvarim shishu mishtokekes aleim. It's things that women want, that they desire, and what's that? My new tachshita. And that's talking about tachshita, and it's talking about jewelry. So don't think that it means wine. Okay. Darish Abihuda Ishkfar Nivirya Nivirya Varmala Ishkfar Nifor Chayel. Me nine shame postkin here. So you don't give wine to a woman. She never post says Fatakum Chana Achre Elcha Achla Bishilo Vachre Shaso. Chana got up after she ate in Shiloh and after he drank. Oh, what do you see? Shaso Velo Shasas. He drank, but she didn't drink, which means she doesn't have wine. What do you want to say? That means she ate and he didn't eat. What do you think? He didn't eat anything? Of course he ate. So if he ate, that means he drank, she drank also. No, anan midashani kra b'dibure kaminan. The reason we understood it to mean that he drank and not her is because of the following, for the fact that the pasuk changed the way it spoke. Michti, let's see. Bigava ka'asik v'asi. My tamashani. The pasuk is in the middle of dealing with her. It's talking about Chana, she got up after she ate in Shiloh. So what's upset that it all of a sudden switched to talk about him? Shmamino must mean Shasovelo Shasas said, really, yes, he ate also, but then only only he's the one who drank. Meisei Frekta Gemara, you said that we don't, Elazar says, we don't give wine, right? You don't give, the husband doesn't take care of her with the wine. Meisei Regila, if she's Ragil, then Osinla, then you give her wine. Pretty straightforward. Regila Shiny says, no. Okay, so woman is Ragil, it's different. Rashi says, Kiva de Enu Chidishla, Kfar Dasha Bova Enu Meziach Liba. Since it's something that's not new to her, but she's used to it, so if we're not worried that she's going to go and get involved in doing inappropriate activities, Tashmish with somebody else, because she's used to it. She can hold her liquor. The Amar of Chilina Barkana Amar Shmuel, he says that Regila, person is Ragil, then Nosin La Kosa, give her one cup. She ain't Regila, if she's not Ragil, then Nosin La Shtekos, give her two cups. Huh? My comment, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. Amar Bayach, that's what it means. Regila, if she's Ragil to drink two cups of wine with her husband, then Shalob, if Nosin La Kosa, if she's not, then you only give her one cup. Ain't a regil, but she's not regil. But fnei baila, ela kosecha. She only has one cuss, and shlobe fnei baila, ain't also lekolik. You don't give her at all. Vaytri by Samasam say the way he explains is like this: regila, if she is used to wine, then also la letzike kedera. Then give it to her. Letzike kedera means to in order to cook with. Rashi says lahatim tafshil to make the food taste better. The Amarev Yochanan, Ma'aseh b'kalosha shel Nakdibon Ben Gurion. There was a story with the daughter-in-law of Nakdivino Ben Gurion. Her husband had died, and Shapasko Lachachamim, the Chachamim gave to her, so Sain Yain Letziki Kedera, Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, they just gave her two sal of wine in order to go and to cook with from Shabbos to Shabbos. Her husband was a wealthy guy, so she wasn't too happy with this type of thing over here, and she basically says to him, Amar Lahan, Kach Tizkul Lemonoseichem, this is what happened to your daughters, this is what you should give them. Tana, Shemer Siavim, he says she was a Shemer Siavim, V'lo'anu Achra Amen. Then he'd say Amen after, and it was like, that's a pretty good bracha right there, because it's actually a lot of cash, but they didn't want to say Amen, because the fact that she was a Shemer Siavim, and they didn't want that to happen as well. Tana, we looked at a bracha, Kosech Yafelisha, one cup of wine is going to be good for a woman, shnayim nivul, but if it's two, then it's going to be disgraceful. Shlosha tovas pepeh, she has three, she's going to end up desiring with her mouth. She's going to ask for tashmish, inappropriate for her to do. And arba filu chamor tovas peshuk, v'inam makpedis. And four cups, she's going to end up wanting to be with a donkey in the shuk, and she's not going to mind. Amarav, lo shana ela shein bailima, this is only talking about a case where her husband is not around. Aval, im, bailima, if her husband's with her, then less lamba, then we don't have to worry about it because she's a problem. She wants Tashmish, her husband would be there. V'achana debayli ma'avi, but we know by Chana, her husband was with her, but she didn't have any wine. It says, no, achsanai, shiny. A guest is different. Damar Avun, there were guests somewhere. Damar Avun says, lachnasai, shasab tashmish mita. Where do we know the fact that minayin, lachnasai, shasab tashmish mita? Shanamar, the Pasuk says, vayashkima boker vishtach v'lfnei Hashem. They got up in the morning, they bowed before Hashem. Vayashuva yavo el basin, they went back to the Asar Amasa. Vayeda el kanas chana ishto, they knew his wife. Viskarei Hashem, and Hashem remembered her. Hashta in, which means only now, when they came home, they had a relationship. Meikar lo, but not before that, which means when they're guests somewhere, they don't go ahead and you don't have a tashmish there. Okay, now, Chama, says Rashi, that was her name. The Pesut Abaya, Sela Kamei the Rava, she came, and she was a wife of Abaye, and she came in front of Rava. She had Abaye had died, and Amarle Psokli Mizonos, he's giving me Mizonos, you know, one from my husband's stuff. Pasuk Lasu, he gave to her. He gave her food. Psokli Chamer says, give me wine. So he says, Amala, he says to her, Yadana Bebe Nachmeni, Dalahav Shasi Chamer. I know about Nachmeni, meaning Abaya, that was his name, that he didn't drink wine. So Amala, Chayed Amar. Like, I promise you that Dahava Mashkele Beshufrazi Kihai. They used to drink from cups that were very, very big. Rashi says, Gavim, a goblet, Arukim, Shikorin, Plydrin. Kihai, Kaminis, Amsi Vizroi, like my whole, like my arm, she spread it out. How did the Kamach for Relay? When she goes and she stretched out her arm, then Igli Dura, her arm became shown, became revealed, opened, Nigla, and Nafal Nahora Bebedina. There was a light that fell into Bezdin, right? She was so beautiful that she had this radiance. Come Rava al Lebese. Rava went to his house. He got up quickly, went to his house, and Tavu Labas Rav Chista. He asked Rav Chista, the daughter of Rav Chista, meaning his wife, I says, Tavu's Isha Latashmish. She wanted to have Tashmish right away because he got aroused. Amalei Bas Rav Chista says to him, Man Hava Yidna Habibidina. Tell me, who is amazing right now? So Amalei Choma, the bit to Dubai, you know, by his wife. Nafka Basra, she got up, she went out after her. Machdala Bekulfe Deshide, and she beat her. Right? She was a lock of a closet. Ada afkala mikule mechuzah, until she chucked her from this place called mechuzah. She got her out of there. Amala, she said to him, katatlech tlasa, you killed three husbands already. Rashi says, is that based on the Gemara in Yavamos? And Vasa lemiktachwini, you're coming to kill another one over there? Nobody come over here, you want men to come? Rashi says, basla arosi ofiach, she yikbasi shalacha, you want men to jump on you? Because your beauty? The Mr. Rav Yosef prayed to Rava, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, who was a almana. I say, look, I'm the Rav Nechemia prayed to Rav Yosef. For Amalei, psokli mazonah, give me mazonahs, give me food. Pasukla, give her psokli chamer, give me wine. Pasukla, say, give her wine. Amalei, yadana mehu b'vini mechuzah shosachamer. He said, I know that you're the type that drink wine. So go ahead. There you go, take the wine. The Mr. Rav Yosef prayed to Rav Menashe de Mitvil. I said, look, I'm the same, another story about now we have an almana of Rav Yosef, the son. Masha Deville, Asal Kavir of Yosef, Kavir of Yosef, Amalei, Psokli Bzoni, give me Zonas Pasakla, Psokli Chaimra Pasakla, Psokli Shirai, give me silk. If he says, Amalei says, Shirai Lama, what do you need silk for? What are you talking about? Amalei, Lach, Ulachavrach, Ulachavrurach. I don't want to be mavuza in your eyes, like from the honor that I was originally in front of other people, so therefore give me this stuff. Next, Venosa Lamita Mamakpas, we give her a mita, a bed, and a mapats, and a softer type of bed, right? And a mat that's a softer, as she had said in the Mishnah. And a harder type of man. Mapatz machzos lama la diavlo. Why do I have to give her these type of things? Rashi says, or shatua chalmita. There was this leather thing that was spread out on the bed. Tovin amatz is better than these type of mattresses. So why would she ask for these type of things? Well, why do we give her these things? I'm her papa. Ba'asa den higa demolu puri b'chavli. We're talking about a case where they don't have with these leather type of things, but rather it was made with these type of ropes that they went across the mavga lo, which is something which is not so comfortable, and it makes her mivager. To become older, as says Mitzar Lom, as Kino Nosal Loshem Ogeres, it begins her tzai, and therefore it makes her get older. Tana Rabbanan, Inosal Karvikeses, we don't give her a pillow or a mattress. Mishum Rabbi Nosal Rami says, Nosal Karvikeses, we do give her a pillow and mattress. Hey Chidami, what's going on over here? Ida Archa, if we're talking about a case where it's normal that the women would be on pillows and mattresses, my time at the Tanakam, or every Tanakam say they don't give. Niv Dalavach, if it's not the normal way of doing it, so my time at Rabbi Nosal, it says that you do give it to her. Lo tzvicha kagon the arche didei v'lav arche dida. We're talking about a case where it's arch for him to do it, but not arch for her. Rashi says darka lishan a crime. Kasos v'ana kaimen lan ole imol. And we said that she goes up with him. Tanakama sav. He says amar la ki azilna shakionolu. He says to her, when I leave, I'm going to take the pillow and mattress with me. Meaning when he's going to go and have a third party taking care of her. And when I come back, I'm going to bring back the pillow and blanket. Rashi says, v'tishkvi imi ma'isinale, and you're going to be with me, I'm going to bring it. When I'm with you, therefore, I'm going to bring pillow and blanket. I'll bring it for you also. When I'm not with you, I'm not going to. V'rabi nasan savi, he says, amale zimnin de misra me bein ha-shmashos, v'lomas es ma'isi lehu. Sometimes I end up coming ben ha-shmashos, and I'm not going to be able to bring the stuff anymore because you can't carry it. V'shakal lehu didi umagnis li alarin, you're going to go and take mine and make me sleep on the floor. She's saying that to him. What's happening over here is they're saying that in a case where she usually doesn't, he does. So what's going to happen is that if he goes ahead and he comes to a place where, let's say, she... Take it a step back. What it means like this. She didn't sleep on the floor. She has some sort of mat or whatever it is. And what's going to happen is that since she normally doesn't, but when she's with him, we owe it to him. So what happens is she goes and she sleeps with him. But what's going to happen if one time he's not able to bring the stuff because he comes being the shmashos? So she's not going to have anything now because he's going to take that and he's going to make her sleep on the floor. Therefore, he has to go and give her this as well. That's what Rav Nelson would say. Rav Nelson Lakipa has got to give her something for her head. And also a belt and shoes. And clothing that are 50 zuz every year. So Amar Leah of Papa Labai says to her, beep, turn the page. Samachim and base. Hai Tana Shliach Artele V'Rami Misane. Are we taking off the clothing and just wearing shoes? Because it says they have to have clothing, give them clothing, but not shoes, and more shoes than clothing. Rashi says, Mufshat V'Urim. Is it like stripped off and naked? She'in lo chalifos begadim, no clothing, no switch of clothing. Elim yishana l'shana. They give clothing only once a year. Umenalim kamer mimoid l'moid. But you give it three times. If shar begadim lo tachal b'moid, you don't go switch. So what's going on over here? Right? Then you end up not having anything. It doesn't make any sense. What's supposed to get shoes but no clothing? Amalei says, Tana b'makom harim kai. No. This is a place they lived, which had a lot of mountains. The Lusagi below Telasa Zugi Misani. And therefore, you need to have three pairs of shoes. The Agav Arche Kamash Milan, and the Agav Arche comes to teach you the Nesvinu, the Alibamoid. When should you give these shoes? On the Moid. Keichi Denev, Elah, Simcha Begavai. So you should give Simcha during the time. But really, what happens is that the clothing will last from year to year. The shoes normally would in a regular place, but in a mountain place, it won't. Therefore, you need three pairs of shoes. Next, V'kelim shechamishim zuz, you have to give clothing worth 50 zuz every year. Amar Rabaye, chamishim zuz epshite. This is talking about the simple type of zuz, and not the other. There are two different types of zuz going on, and it's the simple ones, but not the intense ones. Mimai, how do I know this? How do I know it's the simplest kind of money? From the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Bamet v'Memurim, what are these things talking about? That you have to give this amount, but Ani Shabbi Yisrael, that's even the person who's an Ani, Mechuba, someone who's honorable, Akol V'Kod, everything goes according to his wealth. V'Sakol Daita Chamishim Zuz Mamish, if you thought it meant like the real deal, expensive ones, then Ani Chamishim Zuz Manole. Where does it... Ani have 50 zuz from. This guy doesn't have any of that. Alish Marmina must be 50 zuz. Pshiti, the simple ones. Ve'enos and la lo chadashim. You don't give her new clothing in the summer. And then you don't give, because then it's going to be too hot in the winter, etc. And the stuff that gets all left over and she gets to keep when her husband gets the new one. Tani Rabbanon, Mosem is onus the baal. The leftover food from the husband, it goes to the husband. Rashi says, Kegon Ishishim is onus amuram b'mishaseinu odfim la she'enu rav sanis. She's not so hungry. It goes back. Moser blows Leisha, but the leftover clothing goes to the wife. Frak to Gemara. Moser blows Leisha Lamelo. What's she going to do with these leftover clothing? Why does she get it? Amar Rechva she miskasa behen v'imini dasa. She puts them on during the times when she is a nida. Kedesh lo tiskanasa. By this, she shouldn't become disgusting in the eyes of her husband. Rashi says b'mei tarasa b'levoshes begadim shlovas b'nimidos. She's wearing the clothing in her tara state when she was a nida. We don't want that, so we give her those clothing to her when she's a nida. Amar Abayin Aktina, and so what comes out there? And then Moser, we hold that Moser blows Haman of the Yarsav, the leftover clothing of a almana that goes to the yarshim of the husband. Says Rashi, almanas and zonas hanizonas minichse yisamim va'aleim litin la kelim shel chamishim zuz mishan l'shana. That goes to them because there's no issue over anymore being disgusted by it. Hasam who only there when she's married it goes to her. So ba'ape, she doesn't become disgusting by her husband. Hachat is kind of disgusting. What does it matter? Adarab, let it be disgusting in front of her, the yarshim of the husband over here. Next. it says that Nosin Lamal Kesef, he has to give her Mal Kesef, which she gets to have, and she gets to eat with him every Friday night. My Ocheles, what does it mean? Ocheles? Rav Nachman Omer, Ocheles Mamish, means literally eating, that they eat together. Rav Ashi Omer, it says me Tashmish, it means having a physical relationship. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, it was a catch on this, because we learned Ocheles Mom, Lil Shabbos. Oh, I mean, Lili Shabbos. Bishlam, she eats with him on Friday night. Bishlam, Laman Damer Achila, Hainu Dekatani Ocheles. Laman Damer Tashmish, my Ocheles. And why does he say the word Ocheles? Lishlam Aliyah. No, it's just a nice way of speaking. Kiddushiv, like going to the Pasuk. Achla Umachsa Piyav, Amr Lo Palti Oven. That she, this is talking about a woman who was doing, who was involved with, Gilei Raos. We saw this earlier. Well, way back in the Yud Gimel. Psachim Gimel, Lashon Naki, I guess. Lishta Ma'alia, Kiddushiv Achlish, this is talking about the woman who does Gilei Raos, that she eats and cleans her mouth, and she says, I didn't do anything wrong. So the point is, we use the Lashon of eating, meaning that they have Tashmish. Makes me affecting my Kasha. Amashim Gamli Alomi says, Ochelos Belilu Shabbos V'Shabbos, that she eats with them on Friday night and on Shabbos. Bishlam Mandam Rechila means eating, Hanu Dekatani V'Shabbos. That's why it says on Shabbos also. El Mandam Tashmish, Tashmish V'Shabbos Mika, Tashmish on Shabbos? Like, meaning on the, during the day? Didn't we learn? Not like that. The Ha'amar Rabbi Huna, you saw the Kedosh in their Kaddosh, they don't have Tashmish during the daytime. As Gemara Amarava, like we said, we answered Rabbi Yisrael from Mutter in a room which is very dark, then it's going to be Mutter to do it. Vimayisaminika, and if she's nursing, then what do? She always has to give less stuff, and we give her more food. Darish Rabbi Ula Rabbi Barapischa de Venisi, Afabisham Rain Adam Zanis Banab Nosal Kishim Kitanim. Even though we said that a man doesn't have to go and take care of his sons and his daughters when they're little. Throwback to the FMM test where we said that he doesn't have to, but we try to embarrass him to do it. Aval Zan Kitani Kitanim, he does have to take care of them when they're quite young. That we saw earlier in Tosos, like up until 6 years old, he has to go and take care of them at least. Ad Kama. Ad ben sheish, right, until six. That Tosa said, this is Gemara. Kid Rav Asi, Dam Rav Asi, Katan ben sheish, Yotzi be'eruv imo, a kid who's 6 years old, he goes out of the tchum with his mama. Rashi explains, what does that mean? The Yotzi be'eruv imo is arva imo l'tzafan. Let's say the woman made an eruv tchum and going to the north, right, to continue 2,000 amos beyond. The Alv Darm, he goes to the south. Imo molichaso etzla, the mother takes him with him. Main avim molicho etzla, the father can't. Shadayin hu tzarich lima, he needs his mama. Basa shduya rabbanon, the rabbanon threw it by her alma. What do we see? Achi tzarich siyom imo, he needs help. Ukshem shabal zan osa kach zan oso imo. Just like the husband has to take care of her, he takes care of him as well. Mimai, where do we know? It's from the Ketan. It says the Braisa. I mean, if she's nursing, polchin lo mimai say that we make her bring in less stuff right from her work. Mosifin la mazon, so we give her more food. My time, what's pshat that we give her more food? La mishum the boy the mechal. Is it because the kidneys stay with her also, and therefore you give more food? It's Gemara, not a raya. Maybe she's sick, and because of the fact she's sick, therefore, but it doesn't have to support him. It's more imkain, if it's really so. That's not because of the kid, because she's sick. Then let's say imhoisachol. Let's say, and if she was sick, my imhoisaminika. What are you saying? If she's nursing, must be that it's really for him. Maybe that this is what's coming to teach us. It's not talking about a woman who's nursing, but actually sick. And what's coming to tell you is that staminikos cholosinu. Generally, women that are nursing are like sick women, and therefore you have no rye over here to say that it's for them. Itmar says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Mosifin la yayin, we give her wine, shayayin, yafa lechalav, because wine is good for the production of milk. Okay, my friends, Hadrin Allah. FLP and the la la and the la la and the you know what our minig is? We said Hajjach, when you go back to it, so let's take a look back at the very beginning of the parak and daf. Nun dal and babes. The mission said, "Afal pi shomer b'sul go v'masayim v'manamana imrotzelosi v'afil ma'amana v'mayus." If you want to add, you can even add. Okay, my friends, we are done. We're Yotze Zion, and we're going to finish over here. Mazel tov finishing the fifth parak. And Meiz Hashem is Burach. We start off with the sixth parak. Okay, we're going to end it here. All y'all, wish all y'all a great, great day.